This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Well, it's like a miracle, really. Never been done before. And just last week, Donald Trump and Scott Bessent were celebrating it. The largest ever recorded rise in blue-collar wages, 1.7% in just 5 months. Unbelievable. What does it take to get that? 1 million illegals have to exit the workforce. Blue-collar wages go up 1.7% under every other presidency. Biden, Bush, Clinton, Obama, blue-collar wages have gone down when adjusted for inflation. For the first time, we saw a rise. No, I'm sorry. For the second time, we saw a rise. First time was in 2019. Trump's done this before. This time was the biggest ever recorded. It's very simple. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was, as he should, taking a victory lap this weekend, saying the lie that mass migration does not hurt American workers. We just need these immigrants. We don't have enough people. We're not depressing wages. That is a lie.
Look, what we saw was this mass unfettered immigration across the border, whether it's 12 or 22 million people who came in, suppressed working people's wages. And for 20 years, the big lie was that this kind of immigration didn't hurt working people. Now, economists have come out and said, oh, what a surprise. Even the laws of supply and demand work in the low-end labor market. So, I talk about in that editorial what I call parallel prosperity, that for years Wall Street has done well. Now it's time for Main Street to do well, and they can both do well. And that's the one big beautiful bill. That's the beauty of this. It helps Wall Street and Main Street.
That's true, and that's fantastic. And it lasted a week. Over the weekend, folks, and I hope this continues, absolute outrage. The word betrayal trended again and again and again on X because Trump proposed this.
And we're working on legislation right now, Susie, right? We're working on legislation right now where farmers, look, they know better. They work with them for years. You had cases where people have worked for a farm on a farm for 14, 15 years and they get thrown out pretty viciously. And we can't do it. We got to work with the farmers and people that have hotels and leisure properties, too. We're going to work with them, and we're going to work very strong and smart. And we're going to put you in charge. We're going to make you responsible. And I think that that's going to make a lot of people happy. Now, serious radical right people, who I also happen to like a lot, they may not be quite as happy, but they'll understand, won't they? Do you think so? Madam Secretary, look at you with a white hat on. Do you think they'll understand that you're the one that brought this whole situation up?
Yeah, special visas. We have special visas for all the right illegals. And whose policy that was? Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden's policy. And folks, you can make the same argument for, well, I mean, construction workers, lawn care workers, but food service workers. Yeah, you know, not just farm workers. And when this started, Trump first said farm workers. And then all of the donors, the Hill reported all the donors were like, well, wait, we run factories. Why don't we get to keep our illegals? We love tax evasion. We'd like to go on committing it at a felony level for year after year. He said, okay, fine. Hotels. Okay, fine. Factories. Folks, understand something. And I know Trump understands this because he said it before. I've heard it in speeches. If you do it for one industry, you got to do it for them all. And I'm going to tell you in a minute literally why you have to. They'll get special visas. And folks, you know it. I know it. When the Democrats get power again, they will amnesty them so fast your head will spin. And that will flip many red states blue. With legal illegals voting, we'll be a one-party system like China, like that, with Democrats in permanent power. Why he would do this, I don't know. We need to push back harder on this than we have ever pushed back on anything on this station. And I'm talking, we are going to man the phone lines to stop this. We are going to go as hardcore on him as we ever did on Barack Obama or Joe Biden, because the country's on the line. You saw how close it was in 2020. And I mean, I'm already getting people on this side. Oh, it's only like 3% of the illegals he's talking about. That's 600,000. That's assuming 600,000. Folks, understand something. Every one of these illegals will claim to have worked on a farm. Many of them probably did. It was their first job when they came here, and then they moved on to something else. There is, look, they worked under the table. There's no saying where they worked. They didn't get a pay stub. Let me tell you how this is going to go, and I know how it's going to go because I've watched it. Ann Coulter did an amazing piece on this. It's just going to go exact. The left is salivating. They get to keep their illegals. They get to have their one-party system. They get to crush us like China, because the second they get power, they will. Well, it's just temporary visas. No, no. Remember DACA. That was the proposition of DACA. Here's what happened with Ronald Reagan. It's what's going to happen with this. Guarantee you. Ronald Reagan did a very limited amnesty. It was for five. Daddy Bush talked him into it. Biggest disaster. It was for 500,000 to 800,000 illegals. No big deal. Then the lawsuit started. They went for 20 years. By the time, you know what Democrats had won by the time they were done? Almost 8 million came here off that amnesty. And they're going to use the same strategy here. In fact, they will probably use the legal precedent of that amnesty. Let me tell you why. You know who sued first? All of the illegals who went home. They sued from Mexico. So, well, if we knew Reagan was going to do the amnesty, we wouldn't have left. We'd have stayed. We had to let them all come back. Had to let them all come back. And then they said, well, you know, I would have been here if I knew. I would have stayed, and I would have started to chain migration. I'd have bought my mama and her mama and my grandmama and everybody. And then, you know, we had to do chain migration on them. The first lawsuit that's coming, this will come right after it passes. Please, God, don't let this pass. The first lawsuit is going to be one to open this up, and the Democrats are going to be right about this. They're not going to be wrong. You can't do this for the hotel industry because you own hotels. You can't do this for the farm industry because you really like something a donor told you. You got to do it for everybody. It's called equity under the law. You got to do it for everyone, and they're going to sue. And they're going to expand whatever law the GOP passes. Republicans know this. And Trump will say, oh, no. And he'll probably put out a nasty Truth Social post. They're not going to let you just pick and choose industries according to your donors talking to you. And that's what started this. He says his donors talk to him.
They're not going to let you do that. The courts aren't going to let you do that. You can't do that. Let's think about this logically, which Trump is not doing here. Logically, you're going to call off raids on farmers, but not on restaurants. How's that going to work? You're going to give out visas to farmers and hotels and maybe kitchens, but also not factories. Not going to work. They're going to sue you so fast, your head will spin. And the left is going to be right this time. They're not going to be wrong. And they're going to have legal basis to stand on. It's going to be the same one they used against Reagan. By the time we are done here, if you pass this, you are going to have 12 to 20 illegal immigrants, million illegal immigrants who get to stay. And the second Democrats win, amnesty so fast your head spins. So honestly, at this point, don't bother. Don't spend $150 billion. Just let them stay. Get to criminals. Let them all stay. We'll just await amnesty. That's what we'll do. This is an absolute total betrayal. And so does his entire base knows that. And that's why betrayal trended over and over and over and over this weekend. This is him trying to find a way to keep them all for the Democrats. It is. There's no other way around it. If he gets the slightest bit of legal advice, they will tell him that. We need to fight this bill like we've never fought anything before. You know what, folks? You know what the outrage of this is, too? If we actually need farm workers, I don't believe that. I think what we should do is 100% expensing of farm equipment. Go ahead, buy the farm equipment. They should have modernized years ago. It already exists. They use a lot of it in Europe. They don't have these migrant laborers. 100% expensing of farm equipment, just like 100% expensing of factories. We should do that. But if we're going to take anybody, then you apply for a work visa and you come in here the right way. We don't reward Jorge, the Democrat voter who's been here for 15 years. You know what that's like saying? That's like saying to people, well, you've been robbing banks for 15 years. That's federally illegal too, just like immigration. And like hiring an illegal immigrant, which is felony. You do it at that level. Oh, okay. You've been robbing banks for 15 years. Yeah. You know what? It's good. We're not going to do anything to you. But you, no, wait, you over here, you've only been robbing banks for 2 years. Now that's a problem. You go into prison. Not going to work. And you know what else is not? There's no legal strategy there. He is going to lose bigly in court. And we're going to live in a one-party system. And this is going to flip all those red states to blue. After everything we fought for to do this, it's outrageous. And folks, I'm going to get blistered in the text line. Oh, I just believe Trump. Trump knows everything. Shut up. No, I would blister Biden for this. I would ring him out. And I'm not going to lie to you and pretend it's okay if Trump does it. It is not okay. If this was Biden and he was in office, I would blister him this morning. For this. Absolutely take him to the woodshed. Trump didn't get to do it too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So Elon Musk is starting the America Party. He's very angry about the amount of spending in the BBB. And it is the largest deficit spending, dwarfs Joe Biden's, that we've ever seen. Never before seen this. And so far, Mark Cuban, who supported Kamala Harris, has signed on offering his support, saying I work with at Voter Choice, the Center for Competitive Democracy. They will help you get on ballots. This is their mission. Cuban says he is on board. Okay, this is not a guy who's going to want to close the borders. This is not a guy who's going to want to balance the budget. I mean, look, he supported Kamala. But Musk says he wants to challenge the two-party system. He's outraged by the spending and the big, you know, beautiful bill. And look, that's understandable. We're at $37 trillion today. This will take us to $60 trillion in debt. Maria Bartiromo reported it. She challenged Kevin Hassett with it, Trump's surrogate, and he didn't deny it. He said, well, we're going to save $4 trillion here, and we're going to save $2 trillion there. He lists $6 trillion we might save. Okay. Then what, instead of $60 trillion in debt by 2035, 10 years from now, we'll just be $54 trillion in debt instead of 37? That ain't going to work. I mean, it's not. I mean, we can't even sell that much debt, even if we wanted to. And we certainly can't pay it. He's not wrong. Musk isn't wrong about this bill. It's also a wonderful bill, too, with the deportation stuff in there. There's a lot of great stuff in this bill. And the problem with this bill is that Trump got caught in a hostage situation with the Republicans in Congress saying, hey, listen, we get to bankrupt the country and you get to pass your agenda. This is the only deal we're offering you. Trump doesn't pass his agenda. He's cooked. Those tax cuts expire. He's cooked. He had to take it. So how do you solve this problem? Well, starting the America Party isn't going to solve this problem. Like, what would I do if I was Elon Musk and I was the world's richest man still? Even though he's lost 25% of his net worth doing Doge, trying to help with cuts, and then got stabbed in the back by Lindsey Graham. What would you do? Because Lindsey Graham not only spent the Doge cut money, he spent $400 billion more. Do you realize Lindsey Graham larded up the House's big, beautiful bill, adding $600 billion more? It's actually $635 to the deficit a year? Let that sink in. Yeah, just larded it on up. How did he do that? Well, he's the budget committee chairman. If Elon Musk wants to make a difference and really wants to fight the spending, here's what you do. And by the way, I posted this in a post that's going viral on X. If you want to help get his attention, just retweet it with at Elon Musk and tag him. That's how you tag somebody. You just put at Elon Musk, retweet. It's up there right now on my X feed. It's in the process of going viral. This is what I suggested. If you want to laser target the reason this bill was so fat, so laden with lard that my poor children are going to have to pay back, number one, who do you start with? Lindsey Graham. Take him out in the primary. That's what Elon Musk should do. That is the holy grail of politics, okay? If Elon Musk wants to be a kingmaker and he wants to ensure there's enough fear in the Republican Party, in terms of elected officials, that we never do this again, we never see this level of lard again, you start with the biggest oinker there is out there, and that is Lindsey Graham. And again, the reason I'm singling him out is he was the Senate Budget Committee chairman. This is his bill. He took the House bill and said, hold my beer. Larded it up even more, knowing you could force Trump to sign it. Trump would have to sign anything to have his agenda through. So this is what I wrote to Elon Musk, and I'm trying to get it to go viral. It's already starting. Want to be a kingmaker at Elon Musk? Defeat Lindsey Graham in the Republican primary. As Senate budget chairman, Graham added $600 billion to the big, beautiful bill in deficit spending, ousting him as the holy grail of politics. Every Republican would fear you if you can do it, making you an instant Republican power broker. And you do it very simply and very, very specifically. He is being targeted for the spending. He is number one most responsible. Heck, make a list of the top 10. It's all you had to do. You don't have to build a whole party or replace everybody. Top 10. Take them out. You spend your money to take them out. See, that's the problem with Lindsey Graham. That's why he persists despite having a 42% approval rating, getting elected in this state. There's nobody with enough money to take him out. It is going to take hundreds of millions of dollars to take Lindsey Graham out. And part of the reason for that is just there's no good talk radio down at the coast. Ain't nobody in Charleston knows what's going on in this state. They have really bad talk radio. They have, media? Nobody knows. Columbia, same thing. I mean, it's not to diss anybody, but there's not real information on it. Not like there is up here. That's why, look, you got like the last, like for instance, Henry McMaster runs for governor, right? He lost the upstate because we knew what he stood for. Down south, he wins because nobody knows what's going on down there. You get on the air here in South Carolina with a couple hundred million dollars, Lindsey Graham's toast. He's done. You take Lindsey Graham out, Elon Musk, you're going to control the Republican Party. You know what I would do if I were him? I'd buy a nice, nice ranch somewhere in the Midwest, something somewhere beautiful. I have some nice buildings for people to stay. And I would use it as my base of operations for this. I'd list 10, I'd take them out, and then I'd recruit 10 more. Just 10 Congress members in 10 races. Put them in. Showing you can do it. By the time Trump's gone, you'll rule the party. You start an America First party, it's just going to split the conservative vote. It's just going to split the Republican vote. Put Democrats back in charge. We'll get amnesty and be finished. It's a waste of money. Democrats would love for him to do this, though. Lord, help me resist the temptation to do an entire show on this. Weirdness. Sad to say, from Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. Oh, Epstein? Yeah, he killed himself. Oh, yeah, and no sex trafficking. No, none whatsoever. Huh? Yeah, no. Epstein didn't have any clients. None whatsoever. They had he was trafficking women to no one. And nobody. And everyone who visited his depraved island only went there for margaritas. You believe that? I don't believe it. Senator Marsha Blackburn doesn't believe it. She has been meeting with victims for over 3 years. They say there were Johns. The Johns flew on the planes, and they're trying to get their names released. The evidence is voluminous that there were Johns. Let's start with some of the most basic, okay? And this is in reaction to a statement that was put out. Axios got the article. Saying, well, yeah, we've not found any evidence inside the FBI that there were any Johns. No, just tens of thousands of it. Tens of thousands? That's interesting. That's new. Before, the only term had been used was thousands. Now it's tens of thousands. But it's the term that Bondi and Bongino and Kash Patel use in their statement. Tens of thousands of videos of underage women. That they've had a team on this. They looked all throughout the FBI. There were no Johns. Weird. So then how was Ghislaine Maxwell prosecuted, convicted for sex trafficking? Not for sex with a minor, not for accessory, not for anything. Sex trafficking. See, for that to happen, somebody's got to get trafficked to somebody. We know the somebodies are the victims. Who is the other somebody? Who were the Johns? This is not hard. Let me give you another example. I was just talking about this on Thursday. When what happened? Well, we had the Diddy trial, right? Who was the prosecutor in the Diddy trial? Comey's daughter. James Comey's daughter, who is the prosecutor in the Epstein. Supposed to be trial. We didn't get there because he did not kill himself. Comey's daughter. How many federal attorneys are there, like prosecutors in this country? Not 10,000. But she keeps getting these cases. Mm-hmm. You know who else she prosecuted? This is weird. Ghislaine Maxwell. Huh. Oh, you know what she does with her spare time when she's not prosecuting everyone who is sex trafficking children for money and blackmail? Because that's what they were doing. All of them. She spends her time fighting FOIA lawsuits, seeking to know what? The names of the Johnson. Now, why? Why does James Comey's daughter, who's a federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, where most of Diddy's crimes did not take place, but they tried him there so she could try him, why would she spend her time in court fighting all those FOIA requests? It's almost all she does for a living. For the Johns, for the information, for the background. If there wasn't any, well, you wouldn't have to fight that. But that's what she does. No Johns. No pedophiles. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Folks, I want to go back to this because this is such a denial of reality. It's literally shocking. The final set of documents relating to a 2015 civil suit against Jeffrey Epstein dropped in January of 2024. They'd always been sealed before. The documents include the names and depositions and thousands of pages related to Epstein's victimization of Virginia Guffrey, who conveniently is dead. She just killed herself in April. Was that preparing for this? See, the problem with her being alive and not dead is that she had a long history of naming the Johns that she worked for. Some of the accused in the documents include Bill Clinton, Richard Branson, Prince Andrew. These are the ones that she and other victims named. Bill Richardson, prominent Democrat, former governor of New Mexico, a diplomat in the Clinton administration. Bill Clinton himself, Les Wexler, who is the head of Victoria's Secret, multiple Goldman Sachs executives, on and on and on. Well, she's dead now. Really weird. You know where she lived when she died? Anybody know where she lived? She lived on a beautiful, sprawling, multi-million dollar ranch in Australia. A ranch she bought with the money Prince Andrew paid her in the settlement. Millions and millions of dollars. Why? Does the Royal Family of England pay a person millions of dollars in a settlement for buying her underage and having sex with her if he didn't buy her underage and have sex with her? No. No, that doesn't happen. So she's at the ranch when she kills or not kills herself. And the reason I say that is this. Have you seen this headline? Again, this is the woman who was sex trafficked, named all these Johns. Headline. This is from the 1st of May this year. Virginia Guffrey's dad insists she didn't die by suicide, claims someone got to her. Of course they did. Of course they did. First of all, I couldn't even believe it. He said, I mean, I started crying right away. I'm still crying. I can't believe this is happening, he said. And then for them to say she committed suicide, there's no way she did. Somebody got to her. Folks, did you follow this? In the months before that, she got run over by a car. Just rip, bam, slap. And this bizarre announcement comes through the media of she's in the hospital. She's gotten a fatal diagnosis. She'll only live a few more days. That's how serious the car accident was, we were told. Wow, that's weird. Never heard about that. A fatal diagnosis. They don't usually fatally diagnose you. Like, they don't usually say, hey, you're going to die from this car accident. You just die. They don't tell you that. They don't tell your family that. And then she did not die. No, she went home. Still fine, functional. And then she kills herself after warning
in 2017 and 2019 that if she ever killed herself, it would be murder, that she would never do it. And now we've got Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. By the way, two of the biggest spinners of Epstein tales when they were, you know, both doing interviews and shows, mainstream, you know, or conservative media. No, there's no Jones. And they're all righteous about it, too, in this release. Well, what do you want us to release, pedophilia? Do you want us to release pedophile videos? You want us to, well, we're not doing that. Nobody wants that. Nobody's asking that. Nobody wants to watch the videos, silly. They want to know who else is in them. Can we see them? No. So Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficked women to no one, nowhere, but is in prison for it? Okay. What do you think is going on here? I mean, this is next level bizarre. It is also the number one story in the country, bigger than the Texas floods. What we're going to get. We're going to get back into that in a minute. Oh, yeah, no, everything's fine. Nothing to see here. No, Epstein didn't sex traffic children to anybody. Didn't sell underage girls. None of that happened. None of it whatsoever. No. It was all tens of thousands of videos. It was all Epstein himself personally. Nobody else was involved. Nothing to see here. Well, can you release the, you know, maybe screenshot from the video? Show us there's nobody but Epstein in those videos. You don't have to show us the victim or, you know, doesn't have to even roll tape. Just be a shot. Can you show us something? Give us something. No, we're not releasing them. So we can't see them. Look, I don't expect you to release kiddie porn. That's what they're saying. I get it. I don't expect to see the faces of the victims. That would be wrong. But that's it. We're just supposed to take, yeah, no, that was only Epstein. He didn't traffic anyone anywhere. He just didn't traffic them to the island. None of that happened. Nope, you're just imagining things. Headline from the Wall Street Journal. This is one of the most stunning articles I've ever read. Done multiple podcasts on it. April 30th, 2023. Wall Street Journal. Epstein's private calendar reveals prominent names, including the CIA chief and Goldman's top lawyer. They had gotten a hold of a section of Epstein's calendar, who he was meeting with. What made that so powerful at the time was that Epstein had already been convicted. Everybody knew he was a child sex offender. And yet the most prominent people were hanging out with him, including William Burns, director of the CIA since 2021. He had met with him multiple times, including at Epstein's condo, which was also a site of the abuse. In 2014, folks, Epstein had been convicted years before that. Noam Chomsky, Leon Boorstein, president of Bard College. It goes on and on and on, all meeting with him, but none of them ever did anything. This is the Trump administration. This is getting so strange.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.